This is Susan McCabe with Real Talk, and I'm talking with Mary Fran Lyons, our version of Nancy Perlman here on Voice of Vashon, for a Real Talk special, Lyons on Lit. She's going to talk with us today about a book titled Libby, The Journal of Libby Beeman. Welcome, Mary Fran.
Thank you for having me. So this book is named Libby, and it's the subtitle is The Sketches, Letters, and Journal of Libby Beeman Recorded in the Pribilof Islands, 1879 to 1880, as presented by her granddaughter, Betty Jen. And I picked this up in a bookstore. It's got to be the better part of 30 years ago. And it's a book that has just absolutely stayed in my mind because it's so such a dramatic book. I mean, just hearing the description of it does not sound very exciting. But I will tell you that this journal is written by a woman who grew up in Washington, D.C. during the Civil War. She met Abraham Lincoln at one point. She mentions that in the book. And then as she got older, she met her husband, and that was a very unusual circumstance, and I'm not going to go into that. You should read the book to find out how they had to finesse that little piece. But the gist of the book is when she accompanied her husband to the one of the Pribilof Islands in 1879, a very unusual thing. These agents would go out and they would be counting the number of fur seals that would be harvested. And nowadays it's a pretty gruesome thing. So these people would go out to the islands and here would be these beautiful little seal pups, and they basically were not afraid of humans, and they'd walk up to them and just club them over the head and take the fur. I mean, it just sounds horrible, but it was really the beginnings of conservation because these people, that these agents would be sent out there to basically count the number of seals that they were taking. Anyway, she was there. It was new in their marriage, and so she went with her husband, and it was a big novelty. And so she went to this island and stayed there over the winter. And if you get the right edition, there are some drawings of different things. There are some descriptions of what the Native Americans were doing, how they lived, some of the issues with them, descriptions of the seals, some of the practices. There's some pretty major drama about just getting through the winter in and of itself. So it's a book that on the surface would not look too exciting, but I have to say, when I read it, I was totally riveted and have never forgotten it. And if people say, give me a good book, it's always one of three that I'll recommend. Of course, then it has the added advantage that it's some local color for the Pacific Northwest.
Is it still in print after 30 years?
You know, that's actually a very interesting question, because I think I went on Amazon not too long ago to see if it was. And I'm not sure it's in active printing, but it was originally published in 87. So I think I probably picked it up, you know, in the early 90s or something like that. I was up here on a trip and I was in a bookshop and I thought, well, that looks interesting. And I picked it up, and it's really just a wonderful sort of, I mean, I would almost say it would be a little bit like going to the moon in the Pacific Northwest, in the sense that it's such a different time, but, you know, such a different place. Maritime, conservation, just all kinds of issues that are still very much with us today.
Well, maybe one could order it from the Vashon Bookshop as well.
You could order it from the Vashon Bookshop, and I'm very sure you could get it through the library.
Okay.
So.
And so the title of the book again?
Is Libby, as presented by her granddaughter, Betty Jen, who has edited and really organized this in a very readable way.
Thank you very much, Mary Fran Lyon.
Thanks for having me.
This is Lyons on Lit as part of Real Talk. It's a special for Real Talk.